Welcome back. This is call two of Energetic Stewardship, the voice of new era leadership, of which you are. In this moment again, there is an invitation to drop your shoulders. Take a sigh. And just imagine that there is a halo of light around your feet, a halo of light around your hips, and a halo of light around your head. Each of these halos line up. They begin to send frequency all around you. And in this moment, they enable you to remember that you have moved, you have already moved through the whirlwind of purification. You've moved yourself into the ring of union. You've already harmonized the elements of fire and water, of action and fluidity and flow. You have mastered life and death, of cycles, of beginnings and endings, of comings and goings. And in many ways, you have even had moments where you've moved beyond the dynamics of destiny, illusions and conclusions. There was so much fun, right, when we were playing with light and miracles and prosperity and secrets and expansions. And then there was the time where we were a little preoccupied with seeking things and matters of matter. And then the confusion for the collective humanity contained in all of that. You know, we got entangled, then untangled. And now, in this new era, there is an awakening at a new frequency, of course, because this is all about the frequency, of the nerves within these areas of the body, and that is the solar plexus and the pineal gland, and a space within the throat as well that's not documented, but I talk about in deeper work. But there is an activation of these energies, these nerves, as a way of communicating. And there's a connective pathway to the infinite I, to the infinite voice, to the infinite expression, and the infinite creation. And these pathways are of the freedom frequency. So there again, there is a collapsing where we might have become a victim of consciousness itself, where our awareness, our consciousness, our devotion, our vision, our electric capacities to be the magician, where they've actually somehow, as much as we love them, we've become a victim of their capacities. So anywhere where that has been playing out with you, even though you're fighting it because you're way beyond being a victim, in this moment there's just an opportunity to, well, it's to drop the unconscious entanglement that has been inhibiting the embodiment of what you know you truly are. And, you know, sometimes this plays out as like the need to complain or blame the collective or the matrix. and four, actually repressing the intellect of the language of light or the living energetics that we now work with. But in this moment, all of that begins to fall away and to collapse, as it's been an interrupter in the activation of your original coding. Now, in this space, we're opening a portal for more and more and more awareness beyond being a victim of your frequency or of your consciousness, and it only being problematic, even though we love it, of being more conscious. We drop all of that now as we activate up, finding your unique language, verbal and nonverbal. Your unique language, we are activating your language of light, of frequency. We activate right now in this space. Your coding has been waiting to be recognized as the freedom frequency, as being your higher level of connectivity, your even more expanded visionary capacities, and the alchemy of magic held in your voice, in your words, actually, truly, in your presence. And in this moment, you are releasing these codes, these frequencies of higher consciousness. You are acknowledging that you are the steward of the future of frequency. There is another lifting of the veils of victim consciousness. It is impossible for the victim and these freedom frequencies to coexist in your world. You'll be aware of them around you, but in your world, it's impossible for them to coexist. Your unique gift, which is held in your original coding, knows all about this exact moment and moments. I want to remind you, you are not late. You have not been inattentive. You have not missed something. In this magical way, we are all actually perfectly on time. And of course, we know that time is the illusion of this dimension in which we play every day. But these codings, these are all about releasing the battles in some way with time, because you are perfectly on time, perfectly attuned to being these frequency, which really means that any of the time urgency and pressure can fall away. It can go to the universal compost. It's brought you to this point, and thank you very much. Now we're done. We don't operate under pressure. We operate under the attunement of our frequency. And our actions are the attunement of those frequencies, the embodiment of those frequencies. So everything becomes and truly, simply and clearly attuned to the expression of you extending your capacity on this planet. You know, you lived through the harmonic convergence, you participated in the melodic resonance, and now you're orchestrating your unique rhythmic symphony of leadership. Absolutely embalmed with the freedom frequencies. As if by magic, indeed. This is the synthesis of the light frequency expansion coming together in like melodies not previously registered here. The cosmic songs of creation collaborating now with Earth via you, because you're holding all the notes. You're setting the notes free. You're playing the instrument of you on this planet, this new era of leadership. You are stewarding in these frequencies. What a joy.